In such a difficult traffic situation, but they still came.
我们今天要继续思想雅各书，我们已经来到第四章。
And today we will continue with the book of James. We have reached chapter 4.
雅各书一共有几章？
How many chapters are there in James?
一共有五章。
Five chapters.
我们已经讲完了三章。
We have completed three.
我们还剩下第四、第五章。
We are left with four and five.
我们上个礼拜讲什么呢？
What did we talk about last week?
讲述天的智慧。
We talk about heavenly wisdom.
跟述地的智慧。
Compared to earthly wisdom.
是不一样的。
We see they're completely different.
述天的智慧先是清洁。
Heavenly wisdom is first of all pure.
后是和平。
Then peace loving.
有过圣洁的生活，有对人有爱心，是很不容易的事情。
It's difficult to live a holy life and yet be loving towards others.
有一些人对人很有爱心，因为他自己生活乱七八糟，就在乱七八糟中间彼此相宽容，彼此相饶恕，彼此相爱。
Some people seem to be very loving, but they lead a decadent life, and because of that, they are very forgiving.
有一些人生活很圣洁，他们对别人很要求，很苛刻。一点点错误就要算账，一点点罪都要审判。
But some people lead a very holy life, but they're very stringent towards other people and very judgmental.
那我怎么能够一面自己守住圣洁，一面对人充满慈爱呢？
So how do we become holy and at the same time loving?
这就是智慧的问题。
This is a question of wisdom.
真正的圣洁。
The true purity.
是不是应当产生审判的威严呢？
Should it give forth to the power of judgment?
上帝是最后的审判者。
God is the final judge.
因为他有最圣洁的最高威严。
He himself has the most holy power.
他的公义审判人的上帝也是用慈爱赦免人的上帝。
But the just judge, God is also a judge with love.
慈爱与公义相汇合。
And so love and justice come together.
这就是出于最高的智慧。
This comes from the highest wisdom.
慈爱与公义相汇合的结果。
And the result of the combination of love and justice.
就产生了人性生命中间最大能力的释放。
And give us the release of the greatest power in the human life.
一个人有圣洁而没有温柔。
When a person has purity in life but is not gentle.
他的圣洁可能流于苛刻。
His purity may be too demanding.
一个人有慈爱而没有圣洁。
But when a person is loving but doesn't lead a holy life.
他的爱心可以流于妥协。
His love may be a form of compromise.
所以怎样在公义中间而不泛滥？
How do we live in justice without a decadent life?
怎样在慈爱中间而不妥协？
How do we live a loving life and not compromise?
怎么样在威严中间而不随便放荡？
How do we be stringent but at the same time not let loose life?
在爱心的中间而不失去公义的原则。
Or how do we lead a life of love but not give up principle of justice?
这是非常困难的事情。
These are difficult tasks.
耶稣基督成为上帝给我们的公义。
Jesus Christ became the righteousness of God for us.
耶稣基督也成为上帝给我们的救赎。
Jesus Christ also became the salvation for us.
耶稣基督又是上帝所给我们的智慧。
Jesus Christ is the wisdom that God has given us.
耶稣基督照样成为神赐给教会的圣洁。
In the same way, Jesus Christ became the Holy One that God has given to His church.
十字架是唯一的地方。
The cross is the only place.
神的智慧到了最高峰的表现。
Where the wisdom of God climax in its manifestation.
十字架是唯一的地方。
The cross is the only place.
世界最高的公义跟最高的慈爱汇合。
Where the highest justice was merged together with the highest expression of love.
十字架也成为最高的地方。
The cross is also the culmination.
神的能力向罪人显明出来。
Where the power of God was shown to man.
所以呢，这一段圣经很重要。
And so this passage is very important.
这段圣经告诉我们什么叫做从上头来的智慧。
The passage tells us what heavenly wisdom is.
这一章圣经所讲的智慧。
The wisdom referred here.
已经超越了中国的孔子，西方的苏格拉底。
Far surpasses the understanding of Confucius of the East and
Socrates. 已经超越了希腊文化、埃及的记载。
And greater than the Greek culture as recorded by the Egyptians.
已经超越了所有的宗教、所有的文化。
He far surpasses all religions and culture.
也超越了旧约的记载。
And also surpasses the recording.
我们上个礼拜提到的旧约的智慧有三大原则。
Last week we talked about the three principles of wisdom.
敬畏上帝。
First, fear of God in the Old
Testament. 第二，认识他的圣洁。
Secondly, to know His holiness.
第三，远离恶事。
Thirdly, to be away from evil.
这种智慧在自我修身养性是很好的。
This wisdom is very good for self-actualization.
但是这种智慧在与人相待的时候就没有作用了。
But such Old Testament wisdom is no use when we treat each other.
这个人与神之间的关系。
the relationship between God and man.
到了雅各书讲智慧的时候
，But when James talk about wisdom,
不但提到人与神之间的关系，也提到人与人之间的关系。
He not only talk about relationship between man and God, but also between man and each other.
先是圣洁。
First, it is pure.
后是和平。
Then peace, loving.
温良柔顺。
Considerate, submissive.
多些战果。
Full of good
fruit. 满有怜悯。
Full of mercy.
而且使人和平。
And it brings peace.
像我们看见，不但人与神之间的关系有圣洁作为立身的基础。
So we see that the foundation between us and God is holiness.
人与人的关系用慈爱、和平作为相交的这个基础。
But the relationship between men is built on the foundation of peace.
这个智慧就是与人与神之间都有平衡，都有同时有智慧的表现。
And this wisdom expresses itself in the relationship between us and God and between each other.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当他讲完了第三章以后呢
？After James finished chapter 3,
忽然间发了一个很大的口气。
Suddenly his attitude changed.
你们中间怎么会有争竞的事情
？He said, "What causes fights and quarrels?"
你们中间怎么有争斗的事情
？Why are there quarrels among you?
这岂不是有血气？有这个情欲在你们身上发动相斗相争吗
Don't it come from your desires and battle from within you?
所以我们要把第三章的最后一段跟第四章结合起来
We want to link the last portion of chapter 3 with chapter 4
你需要明白这其中的有机关系到底是什么
And you need to understand the organic relationship
换一句话说
In other words
如果你有数天的智慧
If you have heavenly wisdom
你就不可能产生地上这种数地的这个情形
It would not be possible for you to have such earthly desires
如果你没有数天来的智慧
If you do not have heavenly wisdom
你就会掉在第四章所描写的这种状况中间
You will fall into the trap as described by chapter 4
现在你把这个关系弄清楚了以后
When you are sure about this relationship
我们现在才念第四章
Then we read chapter 4
那你就发现好像风牛马不相及的前后关系
Earlier you may think that there's no relationship
其实真正就是关联在一起的
But it actually has an organic relationship
好现在我们大家一同开声来读
Let us read it together
第四章第一到第三节
Chapter 4 verses 1 to 3
我们一同开声来读你们中间的征战殴斗是从那里来的不是从你们白体中战斗的失意来的吗你们贪恋还是得不着你们杀害妒忌又殴斗征战也不能得你们得不着是因为你们不求你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求要浪费在你们的眼罗的中间我只读第四节的前面你们这些淫乱的人啊岂不知以世俗为由就是以上帝为敌吗请你读第四节的前面的一句话好我们读经就到这个地方当你看见第三章最后一段的时候
When you see the last portion of chapter 3,
你看见你基督徒应当有从上头来而的智慧
You see that Christian need to have heavenly wisdom
这样呢就神的意念神的旨意神的计划透过我们有圣灵的充满行出来了
And then our life will express the will of God the plan of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit
这到底是不是只不过是我们灵性的一个目标呢
But is this just our spiritual goals
是应当是不是我们灵性实际行动的一个表达呢
Or should this be an expression of our spirituality at work
其实许多基督徒灵性的毛病在哪里呢
The problem with the spirituality of many Christians
我们所听的我们所想的我们所信的甚至我们所讲的不过是我们灵性的目标而不是我们真正的兑现
is that we talk about spirituality we believe it and even we preach about it but these are just goals but we do not actually
所以我们每个礼拜正在听正在讲一些根本我们自己没有行出来的事情
and so every week we listen to we talk about things that we do not do ourselves
所以我们把理想搬出来当作理论来讲
Bring our ideals forward as if it's a theory.
听到他们摆着那个理论，当着那理想来听。
And then we listen to the theory as if it's an idea.
那再把那些理想再传给别人，讲章转来转去，啊，从讲台到下面的人都没有好好去遵行。
And then we talk about it all day long from the pulpit to the congregation. Nobody will do it.
这样的人灵性会长进吗
？So how can the spirituality grow in this?
结果我们发现。产生一个很大的鸿沟
We see therefore there's a very big gap
所讲的都是真的
what we preach are true.
所听的都是真的。
What we hear are true.
所信的都是真的。
What we believe in is true.
但是所行的都是假的。
But the things we do are not true.
所以真的很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
那么教会里面到底是不是已经达到了第三章最后所讲的上帝而来的智慧的状况呢？
Does the church now have the heavenly wisdom talked about in chapter 3?
这个是一个理想。
This is an ideal.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
这个是一个目标。
This is a goal.
这是一个可以达到的事情。
This is something we can achieve.
但是第四章中间所讲的第一段不是如此。
But this is not the case in chapter 4, verse
1. 第四章一开始就说你们中间的征战跟斗殴是从哪里来的。
From the beginning, chapter 4 starts by saying what causes fight and quarrels from among you.
所以这里讲的是你们中间正在发生的事情。
He's talking about something that's happening.
在历史中古的时候有一个人这个叫 Machiavelli。
In medieval time, there was a person by the name of Machiavelli.
Machiavelli 的政治哲学是今天很多做领袖的人一定要读而且已经暗中行出来的哲学。
Machiavelli has a philosophy that many people are already practicing.
他的整个哲学的系统中间跟我们理念中间的道德伦理完全背道而驰。
His system is completely opposite to what we understand as ethics.
比如说他说你不可以善待你的仇敌你越善待他他越利用你。
For example, he says, do not treat your enemies well because the more you do so, the more he'll make use of you.
你不要宽容那些对你有危害的你要早早除掉他免得留下后患对你不利。
And he said, you've got to get rid of those people who are not good to you so that they will not harm you.
那美国有个哲学教授把 Machiavelli 的思想归纳成七条很邪恶的东西。
A professor in America summarized his teaching into seven very important points.
这些的东西呢，也就是在他的《王子》The Prince 那本书里面的精髓。
And these are the essence of his book entitled The Prince.
当我对照无论是拿破仑，无论是希特拉，无论是斯大林，无论是苏哈道，这些人还有毛泽东。都真正行了那七条东西。
And I see the dictators of the world, whether it's Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, or Mao Zedong, they did all these seven things.
世界的君王抓到了人性的弱点，他可以把整个与他不同意见的人尽量杀害，尽量除灭，结果他们完全就建立起来了。
And dictators are able to do their work because they are able to destroy all their enemies.
但是另外一个人就评论 Machiavelli 所写的到底在写什么呢？
Another critic of Machiavelli said,
Machiavelli 所写的，他说呢，他不是讲我们应当做什么，他是讲我们实际上已经做了是什么。
He said that Machiavelli is not talking about what we should do, but what we already have done.
所以 what are we doing now?
我们现在在做什么？
He's not talking about what we ought to do.
不是我们应该做什么？
我们应当做什么？常常是理想的东西。
We often think about what we should do.
我们正在做什么是实际的东西。
But practically we are doing something else.
所以当一个社会理想跟实际分开的时候，这个社会就快要崩溃了。
A society will start to collapse when the ideal is separated from the reaction.
当一个教会讲台上高的目标跟生活上很低落的行为很清楚地表现出来的时候，这个教会就有危机了。
A church will be in crisis if there's a distinct difference between what is being preached in the pulpit and what the people are actually doing.
第三章的末段提到从上头来的智慧是清洁，是和平，是温柔。第四章的你们中间的斗殴从哪里来的？你们中间的征战从哪里来的？你们中间的纷争，你们中间的这个血气的征战是从哪里来的？
And chapter 3 ends with peace loving words and wisdom from above, but chapter 4 opens with a rebuke about quarrels and fights.
这句话岂不是告诉我们教会里面就有这样的东西吗？
It tells us that this exists in the church.
牧师与牧师相斗。
The pastors may be fighting with each other.
这是与长老，长老与这是相争。
The deacons may be quarreling with the elders and vice versa.
弟兄与弟兄，姐妹与姐妹，弟兄与姐妹，姐妹与弟兄不和。
The brothers and sisters may be fighting all among themselves.
这些人祷告的时候都是西安的话语一大套。
But when these people pray, they have great words of blessing.
他们行事的时候都是不肯舍己的老我在争斗为自己利益。
But when they do things, they are not self-sacrificing. They always fight for their own profits.
所以就表示不是我们讲我们应当做什么，是我们要承认我们到底是做了什么。
So the question is not what we should do, but that we should confess what we have already done.
你们中间的征战从哪里来？
What causes fight and quarrels from among you?
中间的斗殴从哪里来呢？
Where did all these things
come from? 雅各说：“岂不是从你们白体中间，你们所有的私欲的征战而来的吗？”
James said, "Don't they all come from your desires and battle from within you?"
这里完全没有提到上帝的事情。
Here the word God does not exist.
完全没有提到天上的事情。
Nor heavenly things.
完全没有提到圣灵的事情。
Nor did he talk about Holy
Spirit. 完全没有提到启示的真理的事情。
Or the revealed truth of God.
这里所提的只有一件事，你们肉体中间私欲的征战。
Here it only talks about physical desires, the battle from within ourselves.
那我们身体里面私欲的征战到底是怎么一回事呢？
What is this battle from within you?
这就是做人很困难的一部分。
This is the difficult portion about living a life.
我们每个人都有一些属灵的理想，都有一些圣经的知识，都有一些上帝命令的这种印象在里面。
All of us have some ideals, we have some knowledge about what God wants from us.
但是我们每个人都有一些私人的意念，我们里面没有被驯服的野性的意志的一些的表达。
By the same time, we have selfish desires, expression of the primitive emotions we have.
基督徒也不例外。
Christians are no
exception. 所以加拉太书第五章告诉我们。
So Galatians chapter 5 says.
圣灵与情欲相争，情欲与圣灵相争，要叫我们不能做我们所要做的事情。
The Holy Spirit is in battle with our selfish desires, and desires fight with the Holy Spirit, and we often do things that we do not want.
这就是做基督徒比还没有做基督徒更难生活的原因。
This is one of the reasons why it is more difficult to be a Christian than a non-Christian.
因为一个人还没有做基督徒以前，还没有重生得救以前，他为所欲为，没有什么拦阻。
Before a person become born again and become a Christian, he could almost do anything he wants.
所能真正阻挡他的，就是他还有一些良心的功用。
The only true opposition perhaps is from his conscience.
上帝从来不做罪人的仇敌，是罪人做了上帝的仇敌。
God is never the enemy of sinners, it's the other way around. Sinners are the enemies of God.
当罪人犯罪的时候，上帝还是用爱心等候他悔改，已经为他预备了基督替他死成就的救恩。
Because when a sinner is sinning, God is already preparing a salvation and waiting for him to turn around.
但是请你注意另外一件事情。
But take note of another thing.
就是当一个人在犯罪的时候，
When a person is sinning,
魔鬼也没有抵挡他，因为魔鬼引诱他犯罪，就助他自由地达到他愿望所要达到的。
He will not have opposition from Satan because Satan will tempt him and help him to succeed in sin.
换句话说，一个人没有得救以前，他为所欲为，毫无仇敌。
In other words, before a person is saved, there is no opposition, no enemies.
但这个人得救了以后，
But after he is saved,
双方面都做他的仇敌。
He will have two enemies.
因为他得救以后，撒旦认为他的背叛就开始攻击他了。
After he is saved, Satan would think of him as a betrayer and start to attack him.
得救了以后，圣灵曾经重生他，就不准他随从情欲了。
And the Holy Spirit has reborn him and would not allow him to do whatever he pleases.
信主以前自由自在，一面犯罪一面享受。
Before you believe in Jesus Christ, you are very free in your sin.
信主以后不是如此，一面犯罪自己自责。
But after you become a Christian, when you sin, you will be guilt-ridden.
这就是很多自以为聪明的人不要太快做基督徒的原因。
This is why many people who think of themselves as intelligent do not want to be a Christian.
我一做基督徒了，牧师一天到晚追讨我，你做了基督徒怎么可以这样，怎么可以那样，宁可不做，怎样都可以。
Better not to be a Christian, because if I become a Christian, the pastor will keep bugging me.
当然，这是罪人很愚昧、很错误、很自损而不自觉的想法。
But of course, these are thoughts of an ignorant sinner.
因为一个人能够脱离罪恶，早早进到健全的灵性的状态中间，应当是很幸福的。
It is a great blessing to be away from sin to enter into the true healthy life that God has given
us. 所以保罗在加拉太书第五章告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 5.
基督徒啊，你现在在征战中间。
Christians, you are in the midst of a struggle.
啊，你的征战不是从外面来的，是在你里面产生的。
And this struggle is not external but interior.
基督徒啊，你里面已经没有一个统一律了。
There is already no rule in your heart.
因为圣灵照着上帝的意思管理你，使你不能照着你的意思随便乱生活。
Because you are now ruled by the Holy Spirit, not by your own free fallen will.
而你的罪性要你继续不断惯常犯罪，使你不能照着圣灵的引导来过生活。
But your sinful nature wants you to oppose the Holy Spirit and not live according to God.
基督徒的难处是很具体的。
The difficulties of a Christian is very pragmatic.
圣灵与情欲相争。
A battle between the Holy Spirit and the
flesh. 情欲与圣灵相争。
The desire fighting against the
spirit. 这样这个争斗就变成你生活里面很重要的一部分了。
This battle will become an important portion of your life.
这是个活生生的经历。
These are real experiences.
这是没有办法否认的实际。
a fact that cannot be denied.
这是每个基督徒一定要亲身面对的困难。
Something that all Christians must experience.
我盼望可以做一个基督徒，顺顺利利，毫无拦阻，已经不再可能了。
It is not possible to be a Christian that has such a smooth life.
我们要每时每刻应付自己。
Every moment we have to better ourselves.
每一个每时每刻对付老我。
Every moment we have to fight against our old sinful nature.
每时每刻以自我的肉体的情欲相战争战。
And battle with our old selfish desires.
当你对抗你的自我的情欲的时候，圣灵就给你力量。
When you fight against your selfish desire, the Holy Spirit empowers you.
当你对抗圣灵的时候，你的情欲就助你一臂。
But when you fight against the Holy Spirit, your selfish desire will fight with you.
所以做基督徒是很困难的。
So it's difficult to be a Christian.
我这样讲不是叫你不要做基督徒。
I say this not to discourage you as a Christian.
我要告诉你，若有人要想进天国，他一定要经历许多的艰难。
But I'm telling you that if a person wants to enter into the heaven of God, he has to suffer a lot.
艰难的产生。战争的存在不在外，在内。
And this fighting and suffering comes internally.
所以你最大的仇敌不是别人，是你自己。
Your greatest enemy is not other people, but yourself.
如果你随从你自己情欲所好的去做，你一定没有办法好好跟随主。
If you follow your selfish desires, you will not be able to.
相反的，如果你一定要好好跟随主，你要舍己。背十字架才能跟随主。
Conversely, if you want to follow the Lord, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and then you can follow.
这些的道理是贯彻始终、前后一致的。
These are consistent messages in the Bible.
耶稣基督说：“你若不舍己，你没有背十字架，你不能做我的门徒。”
Jesus Christ said, "Unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross, you cannot be my disciple."
保罗说：“你里面的征战，就是你要顺从情欲，或者你要顺从圣灵。”
The Apostle Paul says, "We better to ask ourselves whether we want to follow our desires or the Holy Spirit."
今天我们看见一件很悲哀的事情。
We see something very sad today.
讲圣灵很多的人都是不顺从圣灵的人。
Many people who preach about the Holy Spirit would not live according to the Holy Spirit.
不认识圣灵的人。
They do not know the Spirit.
而且许多真正认识圣灵论的人，他们根本没有。心要好好顺服圣灵。
And people who really know about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit doesn't live that.
所以这样教会里面就充满了私欲、私欲、私欲，老我、老我、老我，所以纷争就没办法避免了。
And so the church is filled with selfish desire and the old nature, and so we have fights and quarrels.
换句话说，教会里面的困难是什么呢？
In other words, the difficulty of the church.
就是上帝借着圣灵的引导所表彰的天上的意念，跟人顺从行义。反对上帝的，我们老我的意念。
Rise in the fact that there's a conflict between what God has shown to us in His will and what we want to do in our own will.
God's will through the guidance of Holy Spirit.
上帝通过圣灵的旨意。
And the human will through the struggle of our lust.
还有人通过自己以情欲战争的那种的意识。
这个征战，这个斗殴从哪里来的呢？
Where did these quarrels come from then?
就是从你们的白体中间的那个征战来的。
It comes from the desire that battle within you.
这个私欲的战争来的。
This is battle of the self-desire.
所以我们每个人都有意念。
All of us have desires.
我们每个人都有自己的雄心。
We have our own ambitions.
我们每个人都有自己的目的。
All of us have our own goals.
结果这些人自我的意念就成为教会不能合作、不能同工的原因。
And these self-centered goals become a source of division in the church.
这个私欲就变成使我们抵挡圣灵、不顺从上帝旨意的原因。
The selfish desire become the reason why we oppose the Holy Spirit.
所以教会就充满争竞。
And the church has lots of such problems.
充满纷争。
A lot of quarrels.
因为许多的老我把他的意念把它主体化了，来抵挡上帝独一的意念。
Many people place the will of their old nature as the first place in opposition to God.
教会分裂的时候，
when the church splits,
你看见每一个人意念都冲出来了。
You see everybody's desire comes forth.
教会和平的时候，
but when there's peace in church,
你看见上帝的旨意就透过圣灵的引导使我们合一了。
You will see that the will of God through the guidance of the Holy Spirit bring us in peace.
我们怎样能达到真正的和平？
How do we have true peace?
我们怎样能彼此体贴、温柔、柔顺呢？
How do we submit to each other then?
你要有属天的智慧，
you need to have any wisdom.
你有圣灵的引导，
the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你有基督的榜样，
the example of Christ.
你有跟随主的心智，
the heart that will follow the Lord.
你有柔顺领受圣灵引导的态度，
an attitude of gentleness to receive guidance.
这就保罗说的，我们要建立 保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Apostle Paul says that we have to try our utmost to contain the heart that Holy Spirit gives us.
每个人把自己的意念抬出来的时候
，But when we bring forth our own heart,
圣灵所赐给人合而为一的心就没有办法彰显出来。
The heart of unity that the Holy Spirit gives us cannot be manifested.
因为当我们一顺从自己跟自己的情欲的时候，我们就主动的成为圣灵引导我们的仇敌。
Because when we express our own self-centered desires, we become immediately the opposition.
这样的原则在教会的历史常常演出来。
Such examples are seen in the history of the church.
那么人有意念好不好啊？
But is it good to have our own desires?
人有自己的意念好不好啊？
Is it good that we have our own ideas?
原先人的私欲，人的一念的存在乃是神放在人的里面的。
In the very beginning, God was the one that gives us our desires.
当上帝把意念的功用，把意志的可能放在我们里面的时候，
When God gave us the possibility of a will of a desire,
这就是上帝的形象的一部分。
This is part of the image of God.
神是有意志的上帝。
God is a God that has a will.
所以神按照自己的形象所造的人也成为有意志的人。
And so human being made in his image also has will.
神本身是真理的上帝。
God is the God of truth.
所以当上帝按照自己的形象造人的时候，人有理性思想真理的功能的可能。
And so the creator human being has the ability to have a conscience and thought.
神是爱的本体。
God is love in itself.
所以上帝按照自己的形象造人的时候，把人造成一个能爱也需要被爱的这种相符的关系的里面。
And so when a human being is created in his image, he loves and needs to be loved.
当神把自己的意志成了形象来造人的基本的时候，
When God will that human being are created,
那么人就变成一个有意志功能的货物。
We become living beings that can exercise a will.
现在问题是当罪恶来到的时候，
But the problem is when sin comes,
我们就用我们的意志来抵挡上帝的旨意。
We use our will in opposition to God's will.
我们用我们被造的理性来抵挡上帝创造理性的真理。
We use the created reason in opposition to God who created reason.
我们用被造的情感来抵挡圣爱的源头，上帝的本身。
We use created desires to oppose the source of God's love.
这样就产生意志与意志之间的冲突。
Here we see an opposition and conflict between two wills.
凡是没有在上帝的意志里面融化自己，舍弃自己，一生合一的，一定产生意志与意志之间的争斗。
Those who did not submit their will into the will of God will necessarily have a conflict with God.
我要。
So we say, I want.
我想。
I like this.
我愿意。
I'm willing to do this.
个人的意念就成了整个团体的分裂的原因。
And these personal desires become the source of conflict for the group.
那这是我要，我要从哪里来呢？
Where did this desire of the self come from?
从你们白体中间的私欲的征战来的。
It comes from the desires that battle within you.
所以如果每个人有自己的计划，有自己的意念，当他没有办法达到他所要的时候，他就认为他受逼迫。
So if everyone has their own plan, their own will, when he cannot do it, he thinks other people are persecuting him.
每个人为他自己的目的来侍奉的时候，他没有达到他的目的，就认为上帝不听他的祷告。
If we try to serve based on our own goals and desires, and we cannot do it, we think that God is not listening to us.
那么自己的意念可能用雄心大志来表达。
This will and this selfish desire can be termed as ambitions.
从外表来看是很有计划，很有前途，很有意念要长进的。
So superficially it looks grand, it looks good, it is an ambition.
但是只有神看透人的心，因为上帝不看外表，看人的心智。
But God can read our heart and he doesn't judge us by the exterior.
相反的，有一些人好像毫无意念，毫无追求，看起来是没有计划，一点没有雄心大志的人。
Conversely, you may see some people who seem to be not ambitious without any plan.
所以很多人就认为他很满足，他很舒灵，一定很喜乐，因为呢，知足就是常乐。
And you look at him and say, well, he is very spiritual, very contented because he doesn't give any problems.
现在我们要问那些知足的人，是不是就已经是灵性完美的人了？
My question is, those who are contented, does that mean that they are very spiritual?
我在问那些有追求、有雄心大志的人，到底是不是永不满足，是野心家呢？
Or that those people with great ambition, are they people who try to do beyond their
means? 两样都是不必要的绝对。
Both of them are absolutes. They are not necessary.
一个人可能有很大的雄心大志，不是为己，而是为主。
A person may be ambitious not for himself but for the Lord.
另外一些人好像非常知足，其实不是知足，是懒惰，不要进步。
And some people look very contented, but in reality, they are just being lazy.
所以不是 contented, 不是 satisfied, but fulfill the most possibility of your potential.
所以重要的就是我们要把上帝给我们的潜能完全的发挥。
所以这样呢，在我的雄心大志里面，怎样除去私人老我的野心
？So the question is, in our ambition, how do we get rid of old nature?
相反的，在我的喜乐中间，我的知足中间，怎样除去我们懒惰、自卑以及不长进
？In the same manner, in the joy and contentment of our life, how do we get rid of laziness?
这段圣经就变得很重要。
So this passage is very important.
这段圣经提到的就是人的意。意志的问题了。
This passage is about human will.
我们用了差不多半年以上的时间来讲感情的圣化。
We have spent more than half a year to talk about the sanctification of human emotions.
这个题目应当牵连到理性的圣化，再牵连到意志的圣化，三大范围。
It actually ought to touch on the sanctification of the reason and of the will as well.
每一个题目我们都很精细的分析，等耶稣再来都没有一个题目会讲完了。
But if we analyze it in such detail until Jesus comes, we will not be able to.
所以今天我要跟大家谈一些意志圣化的问题。
Today I want to talk about sanctifying our will.
当一个人把没有归回上帝旨意的意志作为他追求的动力的时候，他就用自私来追求自己利益。
If a person's will is not submitted to God, he will do things based on his own profit and loss.
怎样追求都是上帝的仇敌。
No matter how hard he try, he is an enemy of God.
这是很危险的事情。
This is something very dangerous.
所以这间的教会里面最热心的人，可能是最自私的人。
Some people who are most fervent in church could be the most selfish.
在教会里面最努力的人，可能是最有野心的人。
The person who worked the hardest in the church could be the most ambitious.
教会是有雄心的人靠着主的恩典把它建立起来的，结果被有心的人用自私把它抢过去。
The church may be built up by someone with great ambition, but in the end, his selfish desire will take over everything.
所以你看见基督的教会分裂的情形，比天主教、比这个回教、比佛教的情形更严重、更可怕。
And you see that the church today is split in a manner that is worse than that of the Roman Catholic Church, the mosque, the Islam church, Islam mosque, or the Buddhist temple.
所以当外邦人吵架的时候，他不敢肯定自己会得胜，因为他的后盾都不太大。
When the pagans quarrel, they are not so sure about themselves.
但是基督徒吵架的常常会说：“上帝与我同在，你能把我怎么样呢？”
But Christians, when they argue, always say, "God is with me. What can you do to me?"
所以呢，基督教就变成了那些野心家当作盾牌来抵挡别人的一个工具。
And Christianity has become a tool where the ambitious and selfish people use to fight against others.
一个人所要的，把它代表上帝旨意的时候，谁可以反对他呢？
Who will oppose someone who uses the name of God?
所以今天这是上帝的旨意，这是上帝的旨意，已经暗中替代了你自己的雄心的代名词啊！很多人是没有注意的。
Many people do not notice that. People say this is the will of God, but at the same time they are talking about their own will.
这是教会的悲哀，这个人性的不可救药。
And this is the sad stage of the church.
所以雅各说：“你们中间的斗殴哪里来的？”
James asked the question: Where did the fight and quarrel come from?
你们中间的争竞哪里来的呢？
Where did all this conflict come from?
这些不需要有的。
This you ought not to have.
是违背以上的原则。
It is against the earlier mentioned principle.
不是清洁的。
It is not pure.
不是温良的。
They are not peace loving.
不是柔顺的。
Not considerate.
不是怜悯的。
Not full of mercy.
不是和平的。
Not peaceful.
是争竞的。
It's fighting.
是自私的。
Selfish.
斗殴的。
Conflict.
是彼此相攻相打、相咬相吞的。
It's better with one another.
这是从你们身体的私欲而来的。
It came from your own physical
desires. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
人不是动物。
We are not animals.
人可以有伟大的理想，有高大的雄心。
We can have grand plans and great ambition.
人不当自满自足。
Not only should we are contented.
人应当有意志奋发，把自己发挥、图强、振作、重建起来。
We need to strive to go for greater things and greater visions.
但是这种意志的表达跟神旨意之间的调和，要怎么样才能达到呢？
But this expression need to be in harmony with God's will.
这就是一件很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
在音乐里面有三件重要的因素。
In music, there are three important essences.
一个因素就是 melody, 没有 melody 的是音，不是音乐。
The first one is melody. Without melody, it's just sound.
当船要开的时候，滴嘣嘣嘣，那是音，不是音乐。
When the ship is about to go, the kind of sound come out. That's not music.
但是这个船没有找到嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣，那就是音乐。
But when there's a melody, it becomes music.
所以音乐里面第一个基本要素是 melody.
So the first demand of music is melody.
第二个要素是什么？
The second demand
is rhythm.
Is rhythm.
就叫做节奏。
Is a beat.
所以你不能哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，这个不是音乐。
Music is not when there's a monotonous.
哒滴哒滴哒滴哒滴哒，这个是没有节奏的音乐。
Or music without any beats.
哒哒滴哒哒哒滴哒哒滴哒哒滴，这个是有节奏的音乐。
But when the music has rhythm.
所以你第二个因素是节奏。
It becomes music.
第三个因素是什么？
The third demand.
是和谐的音的关系。
It's the relationship between harmonious sound.
当音连起来就变成一个和谐了。
When two sounds appear together.
当当连起来变成五度的和谐了。
We may have different notes, but they are harmonious.
当音当当就变成七度的和谐了。
Or seven octave difference.
当音当音就变成不和不谐了。
But you can be out of tune.
所以这样呢，一定要有第一就是 melody， 第二就是 rhythm。第三句的 harmony，
so you must have melody, rhythm, and harmony。
那么这个三个再加上 style， 加上精神的表达时，就变成有艺术的音乐。
And then when you add on style and expression, it becomes art。
柏拉图讲过一句话
，Plato said，
他一个人到死以前都要懂音乐。
Everyone must know music before he dies。
音乐无论弹得这么大声，不可以自己要怎样叫就怎么叫，一定要跟旁边的一同和谐才叫做音乐。
Because music must come from harmony with the masses。
所以在 philharmonic 里面，什么事情发生呢
？In the philharmonic，
个个都要会吹。
Everyone must play well。
个个都会致力的懂得怎么吹。
They by themselves must perform well。
怎么唱
？To play well。
个个不能自吹自擂、自唱自叫。
But everyone cannot do it on their own。
他应当配合跟大家和谐，在整个总原则之下，过一个和谐同时进行的有和音的音乐。
And they must perform in concert with everybody else。
其实宇宙中间的意志的和谐是什么呢？
What is the harmony of the will in the cosmos?
每个人把的意志归回神的旨意里面。
It comes when all of us submit our will to the will of God.
当我们把我们的理性归回上帝的真理的时候，这个叫做信仰的第一部分。
When we return our reason to God, it becomes the first step of faith.
我们把流浪的理性归回神启示的真理的时候，这个叫做一个配合于神真理的信仰。
When we return the prodigal reason into the truth of God, it becomes a faith that is in harmony with God.
照样，当我们把流浪的感情归为上帝的圣爱的时候，这个就是我们感情产生的信仰。
In the same manner, when the prodigal emotions is returned to the true love of God, it becomes a love of God.
照样，我们把我们流浪的意志跟自由归为上帝永恒的旨意的时候，这就是信仰在意志上的表达。
And we express the faith and our will in our faith when the prodigal will is returned to the eternal will of God.
所以每个人都应当有意志。
So all of us should have a will.
每个人都有自己的雄心大志。
We all ought to have our own ambition.
每个人都有自己的意念。
We ought to have our own ideas.
但是有雄心大志、伟大的理想跟意念，不等于是情欲的表达。
But grand plans and grand ambition is not just an expression of our emotions.
个别的自由。
Individual freedom
跟世人的意念是不一样的。
It's different from selfish desires.
个人的自由应当被尊重的。
We ought to respect personal freedom.
私欲应当被控制的。
But we ought to control selfish desires.
圣灵不会与个人的意志相争。
The Holy Spirit will not fight with personal will.
圣灵会引导你好好用你的意志来顺从上帝。
What He will do is to lead you to submit your will to God.
但是圣灵会引导私欲变成顺从圣灵的私欲。
But the Holy Spirit will not guide the selfish desire to become selfish desire for God.
圣灵一定是跟私欲相争到底，势不两立。
The Holy Spirit will oppose selfish desire all the way to the end.
所以当我们谈到个别的意志的这个 come on 追求跟争斗的时候，
When we talk about the battle, the striving for individual will,
你是与谁争斗呢？
The question is who are you fighting
against? 你是为什么争斗呢？
For what purpose?
基督徒的仇敌就是自己。
The enemies of a Christian is himself.
基督徒征战的对象就是那违背上帝心意的私欲。
The true object in our life is to battle against the self desires against God.
基督徒所要消灭的不是自由意志的功能。
The Christian ought not to destroy a free will.
我们要消灭的是自由意志的误用。
What we need to destroy is the abuse of free will.
把它真正带回到顺服神的旨意的中间。
And bring it back to the submission of God's will.
那么我们可以不可以有雄心呢？
Can we have great ambition?
可以。
We can.
雄心是不是私欲呢？
Is great ambition self-desires? No.
上帝有没有与私欲相争呢？
Did God fight with his desire? Yes.
上帝有没有压制人的雄心呢？
Did God suppress human ambition?
没有。
No.
那是怎么知道这个事情呢？
How do you know this?
耶稣说你们中间有谁愿意伟大？
Jesus Christ said, "Who among you want to be the greatest?"
是没有问题的。
This is a question.
你可以伟大的。
It means you can be great.
这表示雄心大志的本身是忠心，是没有罪的。
It means that ambition in itself is neutral and not a sin.
你们就要做众人的仆人，表示你要正途达到你的雄心。
And Jesus said, "If you want that, you have to be servant of all." It means there is a way to be great.
今天许多教会的领袖错误的人性解释是什么呢？
Many Christian leaders have the wrong humanistic explanation.
压制人的雄心。
They say that ambition must be suppressed.
反对人的理想。
They are against human ideals.
有各样的法规、历史跟传统，使人完全没有办法被造的创造性在自由发挥中间可能达到的潜能。
They use rules and regulation and tradition to suppress the human emotions and the human creativity.
昨天下午我做工做得很累的时候。
Yesterday in the afternoon, I was very tired.
我就坐下来。
I sat down.
我就开电视。
I turned on the TV.
突然间凤凰电视。
And suddenly it was a Phoenix station.
正在 interview 一个16岁的孩子。
They were interviewing a 16-year-old child.
16岁的孩子长得好英俊，他在这里很多女子一定昏倒。
A very handsome boy that will attract many girls.
但是这个孩子呢，不是一个乳臭未干的小孩子。
But not an ordinary child.
但是一年已经赚了800万人民币的大富翁了。
He's a great millionaire that has made 8 million 人民币 in 1 year.
人家说这个人就是中国的 Bill Gates.
People say this is Chinese Bill Gates.
因为他14岁就宣布对爸爸说：“我不要再读书了，我要创业。”
At 14, he tells his father, "I don't want to go to school anymore. I want to start a business."
他父亲气得不得了。
The father was furious.
无论如何读书。最少读到高中毕业，不必跟他再讲。
He said you have to finish at least high school.
他说无论如何不读书，今天开始我就要创业。
And the boy said, "No, I want to start my own business."
亲子之间的关系变得非常非常的紧张。
So the relationship became very bad.
他绝对不妥协。
The child was not compromising.
他甚至可以不回家。
He didn't want to go home.
不再管他父亲讲什么。
He didn't care about what the father said.
父亲哭了好久。
And the father was
天天流泪。
Every day was
这个孩子要变成什么？
What will happen to my son?
14岁就不要读书。
At 14, he wanted to
go to school. 跟他的妈妈，跟他，他跟妈妈，他跟爸爸，妈妈跟他，爸爸跟妈妈，三个人吵来吵去。
And the three of them, the father, mother, and child kept quarreling among each other.
结果他绝对不畏输。
In the end, the child was insistent.
他就创业了。
He started his own business.
创业了以后呢
？After that,
他的爸爸没有办法，就这样答应他了。
The father had no choice.
一边答应一边咒诅。
As he gave in, he cursed.
一边没有办法，一边惋惜。
He was very sad.
结果两年以后呢
？But 2 years later,
他变成大富翁了。
The child was very rich.
他成功了。
Success.
所以跟凤凰卫视的主播人说。
And so the compare of the show says,
如果这个人是好好去英美读书，等到拿博士回来，可能这一行的工作他找不到有机会做工的资源了。
If this child grew up and studied a PhD, he may not find a job.
现在他下面的员工都比他更大。
But now all his employees have PhDs.
他们问你这么多员工岁数是多少，有没有跟你同龄？没有，最少20岁。
And he said, my employees, the youngest is 20 years old.
这个大老板16岁。
But this boss is
那你14岁的时候，你到底怎么有这样的观念呢
？And they ask at 14, why do you have such concept?
他说我感到我应当出来，因为我有能力创业。
The boy said, I think I'm able, so I came out.
那么你有没有失败过呢
？And the question is, have you failed?
我给人家骗了三次。
The child said, I was conned.
怎样被骗呢？他一次一次的经验讲给人听了。
And the child related how he was
cheated. 讲了一半的时候，现在我们请他的父亲跑进来。
In halfway, they invited the father.
员工都在的时候，父亲就进来了。
And as the employees were all seated, the father.
那你的孩子提前创业，你感到怎么样？
And I said, Father, how do you feel in the beginning?
我感到现在的孩子一点都不听老子的话，我管你管不来了。
The father said, Well, I know that the children this day would not listen to the father.
我也没有办法，就让他去创业了。
I got no choice, I let him be.
天下是不是每一个人都有这样的成功的可能呢？
Is it possible that everyone would do this?
你不但是14岁，你40岁创业可能亏了一大笔。
Not only at 14, maybe at 40, you can still lose a lot of money.
所以每一个人不一样的。
So everybody is different.
这个孩子里面有个意志功能。
But this child has a will.
意志功能是神创造的一个神形象的一部分。
And this will is made by God, part of His image.
当意志功能走对路的时候
，When this will is on the right path,
就有一些真理的原则在引导这个意志的功能。
There are some principles of the truth that were guided.
这个是希腊哲学所接受的。
This is what Greek philosophy will accept.
理智控制你的感情。
That the reason will control your emotion.
用感情控制你的意志。
That your emotion will control your will.
用真理的原则来管制你的意志的时候，你是在智慧的中间。
And you are wise if you use the principle of the truth to control your will.
今天的很多人的意志。
But today the will of many people.
不是在真理原则引导之下的意志。
It's not guided by the principle of the truth.
以我情欲所要达到的私心。
But because of selfish desire, they just want to do what they want.
这就变得很危险的事情了。
And they land themselves in
dangerous situations. 所以你们要达到什么？
What do you want to achieve?
达到你要达到的。
You want to achieve what you
want to achieve. 你要达到的跟神要达到的有没有 synchronize?
Is it synchronized with what God wants?
你是不是就是 harmony?
Is it in harmony?
没有和谐。
There's no
compromise. 所以在这个各自表达意志的时候。
In a moment where everybody is expressing
their
own view.
很多人就用他所谓的宗教的手段来逼上帝。来强迫上帝。
Many people will use religious methods to force God.
所以这些人有宗教比没有宗教更可怕。
And so it's more frightening for them to be religious than non-religious.
这些人加入教会比还没有加入教会的人更可怜。
And it's more sad for them to join the church than those who are not in the church.
非基督徒征战的时候
，When a non-Christian is in battle,
他们都自己知道没有什么后盾。
They know that there's nothing to fall back on.
他们没有把握以后谁会胜谁会负。
So they are not very sure who will win or lose.
就像你用多少钱请什么律官律师，我用什么价钱来请更高的律师，我们大概会胜会负还在未知数的中间。
They are not very sure as they hire lawyers to fight each other in court.
但是当基督徒征战的时候就不一样了。
But this is not the case when Christian quarrels.
他们都会讲同一句话，耶和华与我同在，谁能把我怎么样呢？
All of them will say the same thing. God is with me. What can man do against me?
所以当失意产生出来，用上帝做后盾的时候，每一个错误观念的基督徒都以为上帝一定帮助他，他一定会得胜。
And so when selfish desire comes forth, every Christian that makes a mistake thinks that God is with him.
这是教会的悲哀。
This is the sad part about the church.
二十世纪
，In the 20th century，
韩国有一个教会在60年里面曾经分裂了68次。
In Korea, there is a church that split for 68 times in 60 years.
分裂到最可怕的时候。
At the worst,
牧师在讲台。讲到反对派的人用人的粪便丢到他的脸上去。
As the pastor was preaching in the pulpit, those who were opposed him threw feces on him.
你们中间的争斗从哪里来的
？Where causes fight and quarrels?
你们中间的斗殴从哪里来的
？Where did all this conflict come from?
岂不是从你们白体中间的征战的私欲来的吗
？Don't they come from the desires that battle within you?
所以这样的私欲是以圣灵相争的。
This selfish desire opposes the Holy Spirit.
这样的私欲不是为了遵行上帝的旨意。
It is not for following the will of God.
这样的私欲也不是灵性里面的追求。
Such selfish desire not part of
spirituality. 这样的私欲已经用个人的雄心来这个被野心所替代了。
It is already taken over by ambitions that came from selfish desires.
用肉体、白体、肉身情欲的意念来强迫上帝。
We use our will that came from our physical desires to force God.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is something very frightening.
既然我们的主从来没有压制我们的这个雄心。
Since our Lord has never suppressed our
那我们怎么样分辨这是雄心呢或者这是私欲呢
How do we tell the difference between a good ambition and selfish desire?
请你注意听下面的话
Take note of what I'm about to say.
雄心的动机是为了主
A ambition that is for the Lord.
雄心的原则是圣经里面的总原则
If its principle is biblical.
雄心的用的办法是圣经伦理的总原则
If the methods of your ambition is based on biblical principles,
私欲的动机是为自己
，but selfish desire is for yourself.
私欲的方法是违背圣经的那种不伦理的手段
，and the methods of selfish desire is against biblical principles.
所以这样你就很清楚分辨出来了。
In this manner, it will be clear to you.
教会里面当有斗殴争竞的事情发生的时候
，when there are fights and quarrels in the church,
人用私下的。自私的邪恶的手段代替了圣经里面的原则
if we use methods that are selfish and evil in place of biblical principles,
都用自我的才干、自我的私欲来代替圣灵的恩赐跟圣灵的引导。
If we use our own talent, our own ability to take over the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
当你最后自己的手段用完了
，In the end, when your own methods are used,
还没有达到你要的
，And you still haven't got what you want,
阴险的办法用完了
，If you use up all your evil plans,
陷阱的圈套的办法都用完了
，And use up all the traps and strategies,
结果还没有达到的时候，怎么样呢
？What will you do?
你就开始妒忌。
You start to be jealous.
你就开始杀害。
You start to kill.
你开始毁坏别人的名义。
You will start to destroy and defame others.
从这句原则，你可以看见教会分裂的三步骤。
From this angle, you can see the three steps of the church split.
私欲的萌芽。
The first one is the growth of selfish desire.
非伦理的手段的使用。
The second one is unethical methods.
最后就是杀害、妒忌成了真正的高峰。
And thirdly is the defamation and the killing.
那么雅各怎么讲呢
？And James says,
你到最后得不到的时候
，At the end when you don't get it,
用妒忌的办法
，You will covet,
用败坏的办法
，You will use decadent methods,
用杀害的办法
，You will kill.
杀害人有很多种
，There are many ways to kill.
一种是用刀杀他的身体，这是笨人做的事情。
One is to kill with a knife physically, this is for stupid people.
一种用毁谤来杀害他的人格。
One is to defame another person's character with the words.
更可怕的手段。
This is more frightening.
一种用写下来的这个假见证来使他的名字受损害。
Or to defame others with poison pen letters.
所以你就妒忌了。
So you are envious.
你就杀害了。
You kill.
所以扫罗不愿意退王位的时候
，When Saul refused to come down from his throne,
也就是他用他的私欲来代替圣灵引导全国需要另外一个王的时候。
When he used his selfish desire to take the place of the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我只能升级不能降级的。
He said, "I can only be promoted, not demoted."
我只能永远是重要的，不可以变成次要。
Forever, I must be the most important.
所以最后呢，他就把大卫当作他的眼中钉，当作他的肋中刺。
In the end, he treated David as the thorn in his flesh.
上帝不再用他的时候
，When God refused to use him,
他就开始妒忌跟杀害。
Saul began to plan to kill.
这是教会分裂修里面的步骤。
These are the steps which will lead to church split.
结果怎么样呢
？In the end,
你呢？要的到不到
？You cannot get what you want.
你耍手段。
You use your methods.
你耍手段又到不到
？But you cannot succeed.
你就妒忌纷争，暴露你的本性。
You will covet and you will fight.
那这个时候你再到不到的时候
，When you still cannot get what you want,
你就求了。
You will beg.
所以你祷告也到不到。
When you can't get what you want from prayer,
一步一步挫折。
Every step you fail,
这是表示私欲一定要失败。
It means that selfish desire must fail.
私欲不是从上帝来的。
It is not from God.
私欲是违背圣灵的。
It is against the Holy Spirit.
一个人在教会里面用私自的情欲做主行事，一定要全部失败。
If a person does the work of God with selfish desire, he must fail.
因为他的动机不是为主，是为己。
His motive is not for himself, but for not for the Lord.
方法不是圣经的智慧，是人的斗兜。
His methods is not from the Bible, but from human strategies.
他不是顺从圣灵的引导，是顺从自己野性的发作。
He is not obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but from his own selfish desires.
所以只有摧毁
，so he can destroy.
只有杀害
，he only kill.
只有嫉妒
，only jealousy.
只有毁谤
，only defamation.
结果还是没有办法得到。
But in the end, when he still
cannot get it, 没有办法得到的时候怎么样呢
？What will he do?
他以为我求主啊，求你给我。
He will pray to the Lord and say, God, give it to me.
他就套用宗教的外衣。来表达他私自的情谊。
He will use a religious code to express his selfish
views. 这是很可怕的事情。
This is something very frightening.
但是雅各再讲一个先知性的话呢
？And then James became prophetic.
你求也求不到。
You do not get what you
ask for. 糟糕了，步步封杀。
So every step you will fail.
每一步都失败。
Every step.
连祷告都失败。
Even fail in prayer.
今天很多人祷告根本不懂得怎样祷告。
Today, many people do not know how to pray.
很多非基督徒呢，你对他祷告，他大概不会拒绝你的。
Many Christians, non-Christians are happy if you were to pray for them.
大概不会拒绝你。
Most of the time, they will be happy.
No, they will not reject
you. They will not reject you.
不一定 not happy. 但是他说好了，为我祷告就为我祷告吧。但是呢，
However,
我告诉你哈，他们为什么可以准许你为他祷告呢
？Why do they allow you to pray for them?
因为他知道了祷告自己是向神明求是一件好事。
Because they think it's good for someone to pray for them to a God.
当你传福音给他的时候，他就拒绝你了。
When you preach the gospel, they will reject you.
因为他要的不是福音，他要的是神明给他的福气。
They do not want the gospel, but the blessings from the gods.
所以你为非基督徒祷告，他不大会拒绝你。
So when you tell a non-Christian, I'll pray for you, he will likely not reject you.
当你叫他放弃他的信仰来接受你说信了耶稣，他一定当面拒绝你。
But when you say give up your faith and accept Jesus Christ, he will surely reject you.
所以传福音的时候先。对他说我为你祷告比较不会被反对比较安定比较下不了不会下不了台
So when you preach the gospel it's easier to start by saying I'll pray for you
但是呢
However
你要知道他的所谓祷告跟你的祷告观念上完全不一样
Conceptually the non-Christian has a different idea of what prayer is
你的祷告是基于以上帝的名为圣以他的国降临以他的旨意行在地上他有权柄国度荣耀直到永远做基础来谦卑向上帝求
Your prayer is based on the will of God be done on earth that his kingdom come that he has power, glory and honor forever and ever
他的祷告是上帝啊你要给我利用我要你做什么你都听我的话是那种的祷告
But his prayer is that God you must give me whatever I ask of you
所以用名词来说你讲的跟他讲的是同样一个名词
So the words you use may be similar.
但是定义跟观念来说，他想的跟你想的是完全两回的事情。
But the definition and the concept are very different.
所以这些属血气的人
，those who belong to selfish desires，
这些属肉体情欲的人
，those who belong to the flesh，
这些好像是基督徒而不懂什么叫做祷告的人。
These people that look like Christians but do not really know what prayer is.
他们就把外邦宗教自私的野性套上。基督徒的名称向上帝求结果求也求不到
They will use the pagan method and pray to God in the same manner but they will not get what they want
你发现今天基督教有很多这样的危险吗
Can you discover such dangers in the Christian church today
很多不信主的人后来信主的很会祷告
Many non-Christians They keep praying
这些祷告的人呢
These praying people
根本不知道什么叫做祷告
They do not know what prayer is
他们以为自己明白就用祷告的美名来发挥他的自私
They think that they know and so in using prayer they want to express their own desires
他用他宗教性的私欲的表达来代替在神面前旨意的追求
Instead of seeking the will of God they express their selfish religious desires
这是非常可怕的事情
This is something very scary
但雅各像做先知一样求也求不得
But James is like a prophet by saying you do not get what you want
上帝不给你
God will not give you
为什么呢
Why?
因为这种祷告是强逼上帝来做他的仆人
Because this prayer forces God to be our servant
这祷告是要上帝听他的话做他的奴才
It's for God to be our slave to listen to us
所以他的信仰纯正他的动机完全不正
His faith may be pure but the motive is not pure
我信上帝充满恩典
I believe that God is filled of grace
所以这个恩典应当被我利用
And so this grace should be used by me.
我信上帝是全能的。
I believe God is almighty.
所以我要的他一定要给我。
So he will give me whatever
所以他所信的都是对的，他所祷告的都是不对的。
So what the person has believed is all correct, but the prayer all wrong.
这种祷告一定得不到上帝的恩典。
God will not bless such prayers.
我告诉你，如果你祷告的东西你都得到，那你很危险的。
It is very dangerous for you to get whatever you pray for.
有求必应的神一定是拐孩子的假的人。
A God that gives you whatever you want must be a false God that kidnaps children.
真正的父亲不会你求什么他都给你的。
Because a true father will not give you whatever you want.
因为他有决定你可以得到不可以得到最美好的旨意。
He has the best will to decide what you can or cannot have.
而你不懂的孩子要什么都得到这个父亲一定是假的。
But if a father will give a child anything he wants, this father cannot be real.
雅各已经讲得很透彻了。
James is very clear about this.
你求也得不着。
You do not get what you ask for.
因为你要的是上帝的恩典光辉在你的网球的各样的艳落的中间。
Because you are wasting away the grace of God on your pleasures.
换一句话说
In other words,
你是一个要恩典而不负责任的人。
You are a person that wants his grace without his responsibility.
你要神给你许多的福分而你不付代价的人。
You want God to give you lots of blessing without paying a price.
这种祷告是错误的。
This prayer is wrong.
今天的美国
America today
已经进到危机的第二期了
has entered into the second stage of crisis
1927-28年的时候
in 1928
美国人开始看到有那个大的经济衰退的现象来了
America start to see that a great economic depression is coming
1929年的时候
in 1929
这个经济的大萧条使全美国误上 套上一大片的阴雾。
The Great Depression depressed the entire America.
所以本来可以成为这个欧洲的新救星、新榜样的美国，自己陷到很可怕的经济低潮的里面。
They ought to be the savior of Europe back then, but they themselves was in big trouble.
那个时候有十个什么大王、大王的在华尔街开会。
At that time, there were 10 head of industry.
包括煤油大王，包括钢铁大王，包括铁路大王，包括地产大王。
Including the head of industry of the steel industry, real estate, and
怎样重振美国的经济
？They gathered together to try to revive the economy.
30年以后
，30 years later,
有人去查这十个大王结果怎样亡下去的
？People try to trace this 10 head of industry.
一个自杀
，One has killed himself.
两个神经病
，Two have gone crazy.
有几个在监牢里面
，A few of them have been jailed.
还有其他的渡过难关
，And some have gone through difficult times.
这就是世界财主经不起考验的原因。
This is a mark of how the rich cannot withstand testing.
镇定美国人的心。
In order to calm the people.
美国政府决定两件大事情。
The government decided on two things.
在东方的纽约。
In New York in the east.
建立一座破纪录的帝国大厦，102层，1274英尺。
They will build a huge building, the Empire State Building, 102-story.
不但如此。
Not only that.
在西方的旧金山建立一个世界最大的大桥。单单一个最大的钢索就包含了10000多个小钢索在里面。
In San Francisco, they will build a largest bridge and with huge cables.
在第一个桥墩跟第二个桥墩中间，超过1000多公尺的大钢架下面完全没有柱子。
With this huge span of the
bridge
made of steel,
要重建美国人的信心。
In order to revive the confidence of Americans,
我们不怕经济萧条。
That we are not afraid of the Great Depression.
我们建立信心。
We will rebuild our confidence.
建立奋斗力。
We will fight.
美国还是强的。
The Americans are still strong.
现在这两座还在。
These two buildings are still here.
那个日本人所设计的世界贸易中心已经给阿塔把它炸下来了。
But World Trade Center that is designed by the Japanese is already destroyed.
为什么呢？ Why? 因为帝国大厦的时候所用的是钢筋水泥。
Because the Empire State Building was built with cement and steel.
所以说飞机来撞，就有点像用脚踢刺自己痛的半死。
If the aeroplane were to fly into it, actually the plane would be destroyed by itself.
但是帝国大厦是用金属把它架成的。
But the World Trade Center is built up with.
所以当一烧掉的时候，汽油烧了差不多2000多度。钢铁融化的时候是1700度。
And so when the plane burst into flame, the temperature was so high it could melt the metal.
所以它从中间撞上去。
As the plane plunged into the
middle. 大爆炸以后。
After the great explosion.
上面还有120层楼的重量。
There are the weight of about 20 stories high.
下面已经融化的钢铁没办法支配，就整个塌下来。
And the metal start to melt and the whole thing just collapsed.
一塌就一泻千丈的塌下来。
Like a domino, the thing just.
结果两座世界最高最大的楼留下的是257万公吨的这个废铁，需要整顿。
And in the end, thousands and thousands of tons of debris was left behind.
帝国大厦还在那边。
But the Empire State Building still stands.
这是第一次大萧条的时候，美国重建信心的这个地标的记号。
It is a mark of the rebuilding of confidence after the Great Depression.
那个时候，美国的经济的情形是什么呢
？What sort of problem did they have?
第一次在历史中间，收入跟消费完全抵消，剩下的是零。
At that time, of the first time in history, there were no surplus.
全国的从平均是没有一个人有储蓄一分钱。
Not a single person on the average had a single saving.
第二次的危机在什么时候呢
？But the second crisis
就是2005年。
Come in 2005.
你知道不知道美国2005年全国的总收入跟支出是怎样算的吗
？In 2005, the income expenditure of America
已经亏了5%。
Has shown a 5%
全美国总收入跟总消费是相差5%。
So there is a 5% difference between the
5 years later, 如果变成10%，
if it becomes 10%，
20年以后，
20 years later,
变成15%，
15%，
那总有一天美国变成全世界最穷的国家。
One day they will become the poorest country in the world.
为什么呢？
Why?
这个就是信用卡 所带来的祸患。
This is the problem brought about by credit system.
信用卡好不好 ？Credit card system.
Is it good to have a credit card?
喂，信用卡好不好啊
？Is it good?
你至少还没有钱，就可以先读完你的硕士、博士，以后再慢慢付，这个是好的。
It's a good thing because you can finish your studies with credit.
至少还没有钱买房子的时候，你可以先住，那慢慢付，付几十年，结果呢，变成一个破漏的房子是你的，可以给你养老。
You can stay in a house and continue to pay for it until you're old.
那个时候老房养老人也不错。
So at least you have a roof over your head.
但 credit card system 发生什么毛病呢
？But the problem with a credit card system
养成了绝大多数只要恩典不要负责任的人那种逃避责任不肯负债的欠债者。
Is that it generate an entire generation of people who do not want to bear responsibility and only want blessings.
还没有赚钱先用。
Before you make the money, use it.
还没有能力先花。
Without the ability,
以后再说。
Pay for it later.
这样美国人就没有储蓄了。
And so there's no saving.
所以现在呢，世界最有钱的这个外这个什么这个叫做储备金最高的，在两个月以前已经变成中国了。
2 months ago, China has become the country with the greatest reserves.
中国的储备金已经超过日本好几百亿了。
The reserves far exceeds that of Japan by several trillion dollars.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为中国人穷惯几十年了，有一点钱就收起来了。
Because the Chinese have been poor, a little bit of money they quickly save it.
美国人已经奢华几一两百年了，有一点钱就要先用了。
But the Americans will spend whatever they
没有钱也就先用了。
Even when they have no money, they will spend on credit.
你看呢，危险不危险
？So it's very dangerous.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当一个人意念越来越强的时候
，When we have great desires，
他就做超过本分的事情了。
We will do things beyond our means。
他就敢超越自己能尽的责任，去意志发挥到那些浪费。跟不对的事情上
We will express our desires and abuse it beyond our ability.
所以今天晚上
This evening,
注意你的意志
Take note of your own will.
注意你的血心、你的雄心、你的野心之间的怎么分辨
Be careful how to segregate between right ambition and selfish desire.
这其中会变成一个凶杀、妒忌、浪费跟自虐的可能
Because it can lead to killing and covetousness.
那我们应当如何呢
So what should we do?
我们应当战胜自己
We should overcome ourselves.
怎么样战胜自己
How do we overcome ourselves?
你要顺从圣灵
You need to be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所借的果子，最一个表现，最后一个表现就是节制。
The last expression of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control.
什么叫做节制呢
？What is self-control?
就是你能控制自己。
It means you can control yourself.
你能征服自己。
You can overcome yourself.
一个人不征服自己，绝对没有权柄征服别人。
If a person cannot overcome himself, he does not qualify to overcome other people.
一个没有办法治理自己的人，没有权柄管理别人。
A person who cannot rule over himself has no authority to rule over others.
我们盼望做领袖吗
？Do we want to be leaders?
我们盼望有伟大的成就吗
？Do we want to have grand plans?
我们盼望我们的意志达到最大的高峰，达到我们理想的大成就吗
？Do we want to express our will to its height?
那你应当控制你的情欲。
Then you need to control your emotions.
控制你的意志
Control your will.
让它顺服在上帝的旨意的下面
That it becomes submissive under the will of God.
当你顺服神的时候，又靠着圣灵的能力制服你己的时候，让你的私欲变成顺从圣灵的雄心大志。
When you are submissive to God and you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, your will will become submissive to the will of God.
这样，你与所有顺从圣灵的人之间就没有私欲的争斗。只有意志的顺从产生在主里面的合一。
And together with all who submit their will to God, there will be harmony and there will be no conflict.
教会里面只有一个意志，神的旨意的成功。
And the church will then have only one will, that the will of God be done.
这就是我们的主祷文里面所讲的，愿你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
This is what we read from the Lord's Prayer that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
而不是像那假先知很热心的祷告，甚至用刀用舌头砍自己，玛利亚，你成全我的意念。
And not like the false prophet that will cut themselves up to ask Baal to fulfill their will.
那种宗教的狂热不是圣灵的工作。
Such religiosity is not from the Holy Spirit.
那种 zeal, the religious zeal. 那是一种肉体情欲跟自私野性的展现。
that zeal is a manifestation of our selfish desire.
让我们把这些分开来。
Let us segregate them carefully.
那我们的祷告。
And our prayer
是为了神的旨意成功。
Is for the will of God be done.
神的国度来临。
Let His kingdom be here.
神的带领清楚。
That His guidance be clear.
我的意志顺服的圣灵，把上帝的旨意显现出来的意念跟计划的中间。
And that my will be in concert with the will of God as expressed by the Holy Spirit.
这样我们就实行了上个礼拜所讲的属天的智慧，在我们生活、我们的侍奉、我们的见证中间的使用。
And in this manner, we will express what we have said last week, that the will of God, the heavenly wisdom, be expressed in our very life.
现在你关联起来了吗？
Now are you clear?
为什么第四章已经讲得那么好，第三章结束讲得那么好，第四章前面讲的这么坏的事情？
Why did chapter 4 start with such a horrifying thing?
因为没有天上的智慧。
It is because without heavenly wisdom,
你只能过一个真静的生活。
You will live a life of conflict.
如果没有圣灵的引导，
if there is no guidance of the Holy Spirit,
你只能顺从你的情欲。
You will only obey your selfish desires.
如果你没有清洁跟和平，
if you have no purity and peace,
你只有恶毒跟真静。
There is only covetousness and conflict.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
借我们全人归回。
That we will completely return to Him.
理性归回真理。
Our reason will return to the truth.
我们感情归回圣爱。
Our emotion back to holy love.
我们意志归回神永远的旨意。
Our will be submitted to the eternal will of God.
我们的胸心大志归顺圣灵的运行。
And our ambition be subjected to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以真正做一个克服自己又可以带领别人的人。
And we'll become a person that can overcome the self and lead others to Christ.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all rise.
我们再把这几节的圣经再念一次。
And read these few verses again.
我们先从第三章，我们从第十五节一直念到第四章第三节。
We read from chapter 3 verse 15 to chapter 4 verse 3.
第三章第十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
一同来读，这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良柔顺，满有慈爱，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗的事意来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得。你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也不 得不着是因为你们的妄求，要浪费在你们的眼乐中。你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知以世俗为由，就是与上帝为敌吗？我们今天就讲到这个地方。
We will end today here.
我们一同开声祷告。